And now, James Gravel.
Today we live in a postmodernistic society where the mantra of many people is, I'm okay, you're okay, we're all okay. The Bible, however, tells us that we're not all okay. Spiritually speaking, accountable people are in one of two states, lost or saved. Those who are lost eventually will endure what the Bible calls the judgment of hell. Matthew 23, verse 33. Those who are saved are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, and one day will receive eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began, Titus 1, 2. The lost are in the world, which through its wisdom knows not God, 1 Corinthians 1, 21. Those who are saved, people referred to in Acts 11, verse 26 as Christians, are in Christ's church, where they are justified freely by God's grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, Romans 3, verse 24. But how does a person become a member of Christ's church? The Bible provides the answer. First, a sinner must hear God's word. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Second, a person must believe that Jesus is God's Son. John 3:16 tells us, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Third, an individual must repent of his sins. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Fourth, one must confess Christ as God's Son. Romans 10, verses 9 and 10 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Fifth, the person must be baptized for the forgiveness of his sins. Acts 2:38 says, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. When a person does these five things, he becomes a member of Christ's body, the church, Colossians 1:18. Only in Christ's church can he enjoy the salvation which is in Christ with eternal glory, 2 Timothy 2:10, and every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, Ephesians 1:3. Are you a member of Christ's church?